Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gretch from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Tanya McKenzie of Sand and Shores PR. Tanya, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you as well. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Tanya so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Tanya is an author and public relations consultant by trade, a child advocate by choice. Tanya started her career in public relations at the Mount Diablo region YMCA, where she needed media coverage to help grow and expand the services to provide the city. After constructing and selling corporate membership packages, she was nominated and elected to the Oakley Chamber of Commerce and appointed to the Contra Costa County's Youth Commission by Supervisor Federal Glover. While Tanya serves on the board of directors for the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and as vice president of the North Redondo Beach Business Association, she continues to help entrepreneurs, small businesses, and nonprofits gain media attention and grow their brand recognition through the company she founded in 2014, Sand and Shores PR. Tanya, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am so ready and excited. Absolutely.
Awesome. Let's do it. So the first thing I wanted to ask you was about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
What led me to start my business, when I moved to Southern California from the Bay Area, I was with a publishing company that really didn't utilize technology as much as they could. So a lot of advertising was done the traditional way, right? And with the use of technology, there's the ability to expand your reach. And they just were not ready to do that. So I had the opportunity to start a company that did all of the things that I wanted to do for small businesses and entrepreneurs, which was help them with their marketing, their PR, and their advertising, but get as much reach as possible and making sure that they understood how to do it themselves. So not always relying on someone else to do it, but understanding how to implement these types of things in their business. So I also teach, you know, I take care of their services, but I also teach them how to do it and how to make sure that it's done properly.
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense. And I love the idea, because a lot of times the phrase, you know, building a better mousetrap comes up a lot, because a lot of times people start businesses, they think they need to come up with the next widget or whatever. But a lot of times, if you're working or you're familiar with some industry or certain thing, you see that there's a gap and opportunity within that industry. And it kind of sounds like that's what happened with you.
Yeah, you know, it was a situation. Let's say, for instance, someone paid for an ad that was about $5,000, a front page, full page color ad. You know, you couldn't really tell how much reach it was getting. You tell them something that, you know, you have been instructed to tell them, but in all honesty, you're not really sure if that's what they're getting. And I knew that marketing and advertising and public relations is really the way that you grow a business, right? I've seen many businesses fail that were good, but it was because people didn't know about them. And also, when people have small budgets, what's the first thing they cut? Marketing and advertising. And you can't grow your business if no one knows about you. So I, you know, looked to see that there was a solution for small businesses and entrepreneurs that really wanted to penetrate their market of expertise and make sure that they were getting the reach that they were promised. And it's just important that happens, because I hate seeing good businesses fail just for lack of people not knowing about them or what they offer.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I always say visibility is the name of the game. So a lot of times, if you have something great, it's just a matter of being out in front of the right people.
Absolutely.
Nice. And now I wanted to hear, I know you touched on it a little bit. Could you drill a little bit deeper and tell us how you know, work with your clients, and if a new client was to call you, how that process would go?
You know, my specialty is branding, and more or less identity branding. Many people feel like they don't know what it takes to stand out. So what I've been very good at is digging deep to find a person's niche, their specialty, And that's not something you can just find out in a moment, right? It's a conversation. It's continuous questioning. It's looking at things from a very objective standpoint to get the real story out of them for why they started their business, what solution they're bringing to the table, and to really market them in a way that touches on their branding and who they are. What's important to know, and I have to say this reluctantly many times because it breaks people's heart, is every customer is not your customer. Every customer, everybody in the world, even though you think your product is great for everybody, it may be, but you really have to hone in on your target market and then grow your business from there. So being able to find who that target market is, what that person or company really identifies with and who their target market is, seems to be my special sauce, because I'm very good at digging deep into finding out who they are, what they offer, and who their customer really is.
Nice. I love that, because a lot of times, you know, you are basically helping people find what their secret sauce is in their unique selling proposition. What makes them unique? Because just like you said, a lot of times, especially in the PR world and even in the marketing world and business world in general, that story, that thing that a person started their business or what makes them unique or the problem they're solving is what really makes that difference and starts to drive the needle and starts to move things forward. Do you find that is what happens?
Absolutely. You know, one of the hardest things to get someone to understand is how important consistency is, right? And that is a part of your branding, and you have to be true to it. If you, you know, try to put on a face that you're a very staunch business person, very cutthroat, cut and dry, black and white, and then someone gets in a room with you and you're super silly and you laugh at everything, they're gonna be like, who is this? Or even the opposite, you know, if you know, people that have products that are maybe for older people or very conservative individuals, but they market to a young crowd, you know, they're light, they're young, they're fluffy, and then you get in a room with them and they're boring and they're dry, you're gonna be like, what? How did I get here? So not only are you not able, you're not going to do business with them, but then you're not going to refer business to them. So it's really important that we hone in and people become okay with who they are. I think they try to mold themselves into what they think people want them to be, right? We all want to be, you know, upstanding and clean cut. But if that's not your true self and your true personality, at the end of the day, they're going to figure that out and they're going to not see you as authentic or honest or like a used car salesperson. So really helping people find that middle ground where you can show your personality in a business and still show people that you can handle business and take care of the matters that you promised to.
That makes perfect sense. I absolutely love, and I love like your secret sauce that you mentioned too, and you being able to help people to find what that is in their lives so that they can, you know, continue to drill down on that and continue to do those things that are in alignment with that. So I appreciate you for sharing that. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
What makes me most effective is my morning workouts. I get up at 4:30 and I work out because that is my me time. That's when I get my engine running. And that's also when I can think about and process my day ahead, right? So planning it out in my head and being ready to execute as soon as, you know, I get back home, I take that shower, ready, set, go. There's nothing left that's undetected. Just really ready to hone in and fire on all cylinders. So being able to do that is hugely important. You know, having some people have lists. They make a list. My husband makes a list the night before so that when he gets up in the morning, it's ready, set, go. But I think it's super important to be incredibly prepared mentally and physically to get up and get your day going and be as productive as you possibly can for yourself and your clients.
Absolutely. No, I definitely would agree with that. And I think a lot of times when you are and understand like what that is for you and you do that and do that, especially like you mentioned consistently, you know, before, it allows you to kind of be on top of everything rather than, you know, reactive to things a lot of times. I don't know if you find that, but I feel like a lot of times when you don't do those certain things, a lot of times the world and especially being in business and being an entrepreneur, there's always something that pops up. Now, I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget, and you might have already touched on this, but this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
I would always say, hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. Mm-hmm. And that almost goes back to what I just got through saying is, you know, as prepared as you can be, know that things will come up, right? So I don't know how there are people that just expect the day to go exactly as they plan. That's not real life. It could be traffic. It could be, you know, I live in Los Angeles, so the 405 can shut down at any moment. What are you going to do besides lose your mind? Well, you're going to take an alternative route because you know that these are some things that could possibly happen. So, yeah, you want to be prepared and you want to be ready and hope for the best. Keep a positive mindset. But at the end of the day, things can happen and you need to be prepared mentally to deal with them without going into a tizzy.
Yes. No one likes anybody in a tizzy. So
no, definitely not on the 405.
Yeah, I don't know about the 405, but the 395 here in DC is crazy. I don't know if it's as crazy, but it is crazy nevertheless. But I love that because a lot of times I feel like I sometimes feel like there's peace in understanding that sometimes things will pop up. So when it does pop up, when things do pop up, you're not in a tizzy, as you said. You just understand that that's part of life and part of like the process a lot of times. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Tanya, what does being a CEO mean to you?
CEO means leadership. Clearly that is stated in regards to people, working with people to find the best for each duty, right? So I'm under the premise that sometimes you have to hire smarter than you. You don't always have to be the smartest person in the room, but that takes a level of leadership for people to understand you trust them. You have to instill that faith in them or empowerment, empowering your staff, empowering your clients to understand, you know, many times I have to tell them, this is your project. This is your project. We absolutely have to make sure that we have your ideas involved. That takes a level of leadership because ego is so caught up in so many things. So not being ego driven, but being a real leader sometimes means you defer to others that are in the room that might be more capable than you are in a particular area. And not everyone can do that. You know, I've worked with people that just don't know how to let go of the reins or they are, you know, they want to micromanage everything. And that's not always the best way to get something done and get something accomplished. So, you know, leadership really, for me, comes down to surrounding yourself with individuals that are capable and empowering them to help get the job done as efficiently as possible. It doesn't always mean you are the person making the decision. It definitely means that you know how to allow for others that are involved to take the leadership role on the things that they are good at.
Absolutely. I definitely think that's a true, you know, definition of CEO and true definition of leadership is just understanding that, you know, you're purpose driven, not necessarily ego driven, because there is a difference in that, because you put your ego to the side if you have a strong purpose and goal that you're driving forward to. And Tanya, I truly appreciate your time. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how they can get a hold of you.
Well, you know, I want to encourage everyone to make sure that they are, whatever job that they're doing, whether they are a salesperson for another company or trying to run their own company, that they do identify with what they are doing. They allow for their own personal branding to be a part of what they are doing, because that is going to be the difference between you and someone else. So if you have any other questions or would love to talk about personal branding, please contact me at TanyaMcKenzie.com. That's my website. SandandShores.com. I have two, a personal and a business. And PRBizMom, PRBizMom at Twitter and Instagram. I would love to connect with anyone that's looking to kind of define their brand or their company and help get their story out to the mass media and the public.
Awesome. 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 And what we'll do is we'll have those links in the show notes as well, but I truly appreciate all the awesome things you're doing and appreciate the time that you took today. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Hey, I appreciate you and everything that you are doing. It is great for CEOs and entrepreneurs like myself.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.